use it to make popcorn in movie theaters. How about that? All right. Every year before school, my mother used to take us over to Venture. We'd get Fruit of the Loom underwear. And for Christmas, we'd get Fruit of the Loom underwear in our stocking.
On sale now at Walmart.
Oh, the Tidy Whiteys. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good stuff. And before school, you get Tough Skins from Sears. Oh, some great memories right there. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal this week. Yeah, Pete McMurray reads the Wall Street Journal from time to time if there's pictures. It's about Santa Claus, how Santas work year-round now. It's just not a seasonal job. So we decided to get a Santa on the air, and we found one over at Santa's Village and Azusement Park. On the phone with us is Santa Claus. It's Phil Wentz. Phil, how you doing, bud?
Well, good morning. I'm doing very well.
Are you in the Santa suit now as we speak? That's my visual.
Oh, I definitely am. I'm just taking a short break to talk to you folks and go back out to the park to shake some more hands and visit with children in Santa's house.
How many people are you shaking hands with on a given day?
Between 1,800 and 2,000 people.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
And the thing about the Santa thing, most Santas work about 45 days a year if they're top professionals. There's a handful of guys that work in the neighborhood of about 140. But I'm working about 242 days in the suit.
How do you get to be at your level of Santa Claus? How does that happen?
Well, it just kind of happened. I've been doing this for a long time. I first came to Santa's Village when I was 23 years old. I've been out here for 27 years associated with the park. And that's a long time. I'm 50 years old now, so I've been the year-round Santa thing for a long time. I did my first parade when I was 14, got out of school to play Santa in downtown Watseka, Illinois, downstate. Basically, it's just been a life thing with me, and I've enjoyed it. And it's nice to be here at Santa's Village Azusement Park again. We reopened about 3.5-4 years ago. We were closed for 3.5 years. So the park is up and running, looking spectacular, and bringing back a lot of memories, not only in summertime, but for Christmas time, too.
Now, is it true that you have one daughter, Holly, that when the kids were asked what your father does for a living, she said, "My dad's Santa Claus." And did you get called? You got called into the school, right?
What happened with that is they were having a day when they were talking about, you know, what your mom or your dad does for a living. And Holly was in kindergarten, and she goes, "Well, my dad's Santa Claus." Well, they just couldn't swallow that, the students and the teachers, and because we really didn't let them out of the bag what I did. Because at that time, Holly was born, I was 25 years old. And we got called in because they thought that maybe she was delusionary or something like that, because she said she'd been to the North Pole, she's seen reindeer, she's seen sleighs. Well, the thing is, with Santa's Village Amusement Park out here, we have sleighs, we have reindeer, we have the North Pole, we have Santa's house. So
right.
Seen all this.
That is so funny. I got to admit, you kind of sound like Santa Claus on the phone.
Well, yeah, I'm still in full regalia, so I kind of have the voice going on, and, you know, Phil talks like this. This is my normal voice. But Santa talks like this. Jump and jingle bells, my friends. It's nice to see you all again. Welcome to Santa's Village Amusement Park. Come right in, my friends.
Gotta love it. So, that's fantastic, man. You can jump right into it. So you got the rap down since you've been doing this for how many years? 25 years?
Well, actually, I've been doing it since I was 4 years old. I grew up with it. I was around Watseka, Illinois, doing it as a kid. They came to my high school and got me to do the parades and get me out of school to do Santa's house promotion. And I started working for a company called Instant Photo Corp in 1985. In 86, I ended up out of the park because this is one of their accounts. And I took the account over myself in 89. So I've been doing this my entire life. So it's just something. I never left Santa. Santa's always been with me. Now, and when you do this truly year-round, when you have a facility like this, Christmas never stops. Because when you're in costume 242 days a year, that's unheard of in the world.
Right, right. It never ends. We're talking to Phil Wentz. He plays Santa at Santa's Village, a Zoosement Park. And the article in Wall Street Journal talks about Santas, how they're working year-round now. Do you look down on the guys that play Santa just in December?
No. We help them out. We hold a workshop in Santa Claus, Indiana annually.
Of course you do.
Guys come to my workshop. And we go through on what this whole thing's about, what the vocation of being Santa is. I get sought out by Santas from all over the world about how to make vocation. And it's one of those things that's kind of a unique position to have. And when you're actually in the North Pole or Santa's house day in, day out, like we're here at Santa's Village Amusement Park, the thing is you take on a different way to look at this because you're seeing children at different times of the year with their different wants and needs. And so you become a complete rounded characterization. You have to research the role, rehearse the role, then render the role year-round, which most guys never get that opportunity. Well, you can count on one hand the guys that have done this more than 10 years year-round.
Well, I got to tell you, it's pretty impressive. I'm just trying to get the visual of the Santa's workshop. Is it like orientation in college when these guys show up? Some have beards, some don't. They have a piece of paper, and they're going from different places?
Basically, what the workshop is, we have full-day presentations. We have vendor shows. We'll have 60, 70 vendors. We'll have props, costumings. We have a ton of things to go with it, and we give lectures and seminars, the history of St. Nicholas going back to the Bishop of Myra, the different types of theme parks that are out there that have Santa in them, the different type of department stores, and we try to capture this entire roundabout what it's like to be Santa when they work in the malls and department stores of private companies and stuff like that. One thing about, you know, being out here with the park is that the exposure level with this helps quite a bit, and I've been able to be in 39 parades, including the Chicago Parade, the Magna Mile Parade, Houston's Parade. So we get around a little bit. And when you're in Santa's Village, the Zuzu Park, as many people see you, you're recognizable in other venues. Because I'm never really known as Santa Claus. That's the best guy from Santa's Village.
Right. If I was flying, and if I was you, I'd wear the Santa suit to get bumped up to first class. Do you do that?
Well, actually, we flew in costume many times between Chicago and Houston. And it was for Mayor Bob Linder of Houston and Mayor Daley of Chicago. It was lighting the Christmas tree in both cities 2 days apart.
Right.
So we got permission from Bush Intercontinental and O'Hare Airport to switch the flight designation to Reindeer 1. We flew in costume between the two major cities.
I love it. Did you get bumped up to first class?
Oh, I was in first class anyway. Brock's Candy was a sponsor at that time. They everything.
Look at that. Of course, they're going to put Santa in first class. What am I thinking? That's crazy. Tell me about the beard. Do you have a real beard? What do you do? Tell me about the beard.
Yeah, I have a theatrical beard. My beard's run me about $1,500 a shot.
What?
Wait a second.
Right, yeah. Hold on a second. How much?
$1,500.
What's it made of?
It's made out of yak hair. I have my face cast once a year. And a wig maker makes them for me here in the United States, and they strand one hair at a time. So they're all custom fitted. And you can't glue them on day in, day out, so you have to rotate your. So I have six, one for each day of the week we're open. And I always have nine beards and wigs on order at any given time.
Right.
So my hair bill per year is a little over $10,000 for this stuff.
Wow. What do you think about guys that walk around in a Santa suit? Because I got a guy at Cortland over at Chicago Costume on Fullerton. I used a Santa suit. He's got two of them, and he's got a red one. And he's got a green one that I wear to the Irish Fellowship luncheon in December. What do you think about guys like me that go bar hopping?
Well, the thing is, you have to have a little tongue-in-cheek with it.
Right.
My thing is that there's a sense of humor that goes with Santa, but when you're playing Santa for children, you take it very serious because you're impressing somebody. You're putting this legend, everything that came before you. Now, as an adult, you know, I never break character that often, okay, because I'm representing this park. I'm representing the other people I work for. So there's a whole different thing. But, you know, I've seen the pub crawls and stuff like that. It's like I can see a sense of humor in it. And, you know, my thing is I take my job and vocation serious, but I can also laugh at myself.
Got it. All right. I love it. And there's a documentary on Santa's, right? And you're all over it. It's called They Wore Red Suits.
Yeah, They Wore the Red Suits, started filming out here at Santa's Village in 2 years ago. Larry Peter, the producer of it from PowerPoint Productions in Tulsa, Indiana, got a hold of me. And he wanted to do this history, the background of Santa's, and those are in the Hall of Fame and things of this nature. So he was going to give himself about 5 years to get it done. I said, it won't take it that long. So we wrapped it up in 18 months. So not only did he follow the reopening of the park here and what it's like to be Santa here, because I put him in the suit out here one day, but he went to Albion, New York with me, New York, other place, Santa Claus, Indiana with me, and the places we go. So we were followed and tailed for like 18 months by this movie crew.
Are you outside or inside at Santa's Village?
I'm outside in the morning and in Santa's house in the afternoon.
Oh,
I walk the park quite a bit. I try to stand by the entrance and shake every hand I can for about 2.5 hours straight in the hot sun. It's a physical job. I'm 6 foot tall, weigh about 173 pounds, and I pad out to an appearance of around 300 pounds with a 56-inch waist with hips, pectoral masses, you know, the stomach.
You got to be sweating, Phil. That has to be hot.
Oh, it's physically demanding. It is hot. The suit's heavy. The foam rubber padding weighs about 45 pounds.
So I mean, that's crazy. I mean, this is just, it's just amazing to me, but I guess this is your profession. I mean, we all, you know, dig deep at our jobs, and you, look at you. I mean, that's crazy. Well, $1,500 for a beard.
Well, you got to remember, that I've got 24 outfits, okay? I have summer outfits that wear here at Santa's Village. I've got my robes and my other stuff. I have outfits that go up to $7,500 a shot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
this is the way I do my living.
Well, with normal businesses, they have, you know, sales conventions and they go to seminars. Is there a Santa convention besides the workshop that you go to that the Santas get together once a year?
The convention. conventions are held once a year, sometimes in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, sometimes in Tampa, sometimes in California.
All right.
And usually 200 or 300 guys will show up. And there again, there's also localized groups. Illinois has a Santa group. Ohio has a Santa group. Michigan has a Santa group. So we're constantly going back and forth between all this thing. The whole thing is to put Santa in the proper perspective in the marketplace that, you know, it's okay to have love, hope, and joy in a child's world.
God, man, I just, God bless you. I think it's fantastic. You know, the Wall Street Journal, we started talking about this, you know, Santa's work year-round, and we found you who works for 242 days a year at Santa's Village, and you've been doing it for 25 years. Phil, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, and we'd like everybody to come out to Santa's Village. Their website is www.santasvillagedundee.com, and come out and enjoy. We'll be opening weekends here, just some weekends here pretty shortly, but come on out and say hello to old Santa, and you guys have a great day.
And that's him, Phil Wentz. Thank you, Phil. All right.